We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics. Aggies All the Way is presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender.
It's another edition of the Aggies All the Way podcast where we try to catch up with players and coaches as they're dealing with the coronavirus like all of us and trying to still find ways to get ready for the upcoming season. New offensive coordinator as we continue to really look forward to what should be an exciting offense and what we expect to see next season. Bodie Reeder is kind enough to join us. And Coach, how are you? How are you holding up?
Doing great. Enjoying getting to know Logan and the community. I wish I was getting to know our players a little bit better right now, but it's been good.
So you had what, 2-3 days of spring ball? Is that about all you got in before you had to shut it down?
That's correct. Yeah, we had two practices, and then it kind of seemed like the world hit pause. So we had some time that we were together before the spring practice started, where we had a chance to meet and do some conditioning type stuff, but only two practices in spring ball. Yes.
So that's not a lot of time to install an offense. What is a day in the life like for you trying to talk to your guys and trying to get them ready for what should be an interesting year coming up?
Well, the NCAA is allowing us to meet virtually with our guys. So we're taking full advantage of those meetings. They're over Zoom. So the quarterbacks meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then we meet as an offensive unit on Wednesdays. The first few weeks of this, virtual meeting time, we spent installing. So what we didn't get done on the field, the coaching staff, we went ahead and installed the rest of the base offense those first few days of virtual training. Then we went into a football school where we spent some extra time with the guys, teaching about what does third down mean, what does the red zone mean, how do defenses change, so we get to think situationally a little bit. And then quarterbacks in Washington from Wyoming, which is really Washington State. So just trying to stay as proactive as we possibly can.
Talk about that quarterback room, and I know you've got you mentioned you've got three quarterbacks in three different time zones, but It seems like there, where there may not be a lot of experience, there seems to be a high level of football IQ. I had a chance to chat with Henry Columbia last week. Good kid, hardworking kid, and it seems like he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's a really a football junkie, you know, son of a coach, and he understands the game, and he's really just chomping at the bit to get his chance. Quarterback is such a unique position. There are guys that have waited a long time for their chance because of established starters that are ahead of him, and he's obviously in that boat. And then you have a guy like Andrew Peasley, who is extremely talented, but obviously coming off a little bit of an injury last fall, and he's ready to compete as well. And we've got two young guys, Cooper and Josh, that are going to be great players in their own right. But excited for those two older guys right now just to watch them compete. And that's the fun part about coaching quarterbacks is you get to work with competitors, and it's going to be a challenge this summer.
Is there a lot of change in terms of lingo and things along those lines? Or I guess the question is, how dramatic of a change will it be for these guys in terms of what you're installing as opposed to maybe what they've dealt with?
It's different, but I don't think it's a different world. I think we're going to have a little bit of a different style, and Coach Stanford and Coach Yost did a tremendous job with what they did in the past. But, I can only do what I know. And, I'm going to ask these guys to learn some different terminology and different formations and utilizing some different personnel groups, but I don't think I'm not teaching them a different game. It's not going to be night and day, I don't think.
Without giving away too much, when somebody rolls into Maverick Stadium, and hopefully we have some amount of fans that were able to get into games, what are they going to see next year? Are there going to be noticeable changes offensively from what they've seen in the past?
Well, I think the first thing that you may see is, we will utilize tempo, but I don't think that's going to be what our MO is all the time. I do believe in changing the pace of the game. I think I've probably used this analogy before with you, but I liken it to guarding a guy in basketball. If you face a guy in basketball, he's going 100 miles an hour all the time. In my opinion, I think his mind and his body catches up. But if you have the ability to change speeds, I think it's easier to pounce on people. So we're going to change speeds and go fast and get in huddle some. I think that we'll spread the ball around still. I think multiple guys will touch the ball, probably a little more play action. But I think that, the biggest difference is it's not going to be lightning fast all the time. We'll have aspects that we can go fast, but I think it's going to be more of a change of tempo.
I know in talking to Coach Anderson, he mentioned that one of the things he wanted to see this offense perform better in cold weather, weather issues, short yardage, red zone. Do you feel like this offense is ready to take the next step to improve in those areas?
Yeah, I think we're going to accept the challenge of Coach Anderson. That was something that he conveyed to me on the interview process. The weather's not always 75 and sunny in Logan in the fall, so you need to be able to be prepared to have some, inclement weather games. And I mean, without, obviously what that means is being able to control the ball, run the ball. And we need to be able to do that. And I think that's going to be a use of our tight ends and then getting our backs a chance to be successful with, a little bit of heavier boxes by the offense. So that's probably what he's insinuating and what we are ready to do.
I've been around football coaches enough to know that you guys love structure. I mean, you love knowing exactly. I mean, I've seen practice sheets where everything's scheduled down to the last second of every practice, not knowing when you're going to be able to get back on campus, how much time you're going to be able to work with them and things along those lines. How much does that really kind of throw you guys for a loop when scheduling is so part of what you do?
Well, I think it's really nerve-wracking, to be honest with you. We are, creatures of habit in football, and this football, year is so cyclical, especially for coaches and the players. You have your end season where it seems like 24/7, you're going, then you go into recruiting, you let the players have a break, then you bring them back into, late winter, early spring, and you're running and conditioning them, and then you get into spring ball where it's a little bit more laid back, it's more teaching and coaching, and then you go on the road again, recruiting, again, you leave the players alone. So this has really thrown everything for a loop, and I think that what we're trying to do with the Zoom meetings and the virtual training is try to keep this thing as somewhat structured as we can, making sure that, our Zoom meetings aren't at, 3 o'clock in the evening. They're early, earlier in the morning to simulate what getting up would be like for our guys. So, there's one thing Coach Anderson has really done a great job of, and that's culture here. So our guys are training. They're abiding by what Coach Hicks and the strength staff have given them. So I don't think that it's a sitting around deal. I think it's just trying to keep them on some sort of clock.
You mentioned you've worked with Coach Woods a little bit. How does that offensive line look coming into next season?
Excited, really. There's a bunch of guys who can play up front, and in any position group, the best thing you can have is competition, and I think they have that there. And then there's some veterans that are coming back that are expecting to have good seasons, but excited for them to, you know, really get a chance to show what they can do in the running game and protect and play actions. And I think, guys like Mick and the guys that have played a bunch of ball, I think they're ready for, you know, kind of for the game to put on their shoulders and control the line of scrimmage.
How difficult is recruiting? I mean, I got to imagine a lot of what you do is face-to-face and getting to know mom and complimenting her on the meatloaf and all the other stuff that goes along with that recruiting. And now doing everything digitally, how much does that throw you guys for a loop trying to figure out how to connect and develop those relationships?
Well, I've been doing a lot of virtual tours, a lot of FaceTime, walking around campus and showing facilities. But, really the inside of it is, majority of college coaches do not feel comfortable with offering a kid before he sees him in person, right?
Yeah.
And the spring evaluation period, what we're missing right now, is a big opportunity for us to go watch spring practices. If you're in a southern state, or you're maybe going to watch a track meet, or go talk to the high school coach. And then we go into June, it's that camp period where now you can get them on campus and watch those quarterbacks throw, where they had really good tape, but how does their motion look, you know, up close, and how does it spin out of their hands? We're losing that. So now we're going to have to really dive into game tape, those recruits, and, you know, get face-to-face with them as much as we can, resume, talk to as many people as we can, the high school coach, janitors, whoever it may be, to get some, background on these guys. So it is, it's definitely different. Mm.
Is there, at one point you got to realize, I guess everybody's dealing with this. It's not just you guys. So I talked to Coach Anderson, and he mentioned that, hey, look, you know, this is going to be, the cream's going to rise to the top, whether it's our coaching, whether it's our recruiting, whether it's the individual players doing the work, without somebody yelling at and screaming at them in the middle of a practice in Logan. So at the end of the day, I guess when you get these guys back on campus, you'll find out pretty quick who's been putting in the work.
Yeah, I guess what you do in the dark comes to show in the light. I mean, it is what it is. And no one's going to feel sorry for you, because this has affected every Division I team across the country. It's not like this is something that just happened to the Aggies. So we try to convey that to our guys. And, we've had some, some of the former players come back and talk to the guys, a couple of the old linemen that Coach Woods has had that have played in the league. And it's really, these guys want to play in the NFL. This is what they need to get used to, because after that last game of the NFL season, those coaches aren't allowed to play them, touch them, according to the collective bargaining agreement. So they're up until April, they're on their own. So it's going to be on those NFL guys to stay in shape and making sure that their body's ready to go for, those training camps. So really, you want the big piece of pie. Here we go. Get safe.
So how's the transition been for your family to Logan?
Good. I mean, it's unique. My wife moved here in the middle of the quarantine. So, she hasn't seen a whole lot, but her and my little boy crew are doing great. You can't ask to live in a better part of the country and, family type atmosphere. So we're excited for these, regulations to get lifted so we can get them out and get them around town and meet some different people, but it's been good.
That's awesome. Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully we get those players back on campus and you can put them to work.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
This has been Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics, presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.